Chapter 3. Cutting Back. On Sunday, I go shopping with Mum, and I buy a wonderful book called Controlling Your Cash by David E. Barton. Anyone can save 50% in just 1 week, he says. You have to do things like make your own sandwiches and coffee. It's so easy. And the best thing is that you start by going shopping. You have a normal day. If you buy something, you just write it down. So before work on Monday morning, I stop at Lucio's and buy a large coffee and a cake. Because I always do that. But tomorrow, I'll make coffee at home and take it to work. I haven't got a flask to put coffee in, but I'll buy one later. At lunchtime, I buy a cheap sandwich and go into a department store to buy a flask. Then I buy a pretty notebook and a nice little pen to write everything down. While I'm there, I remember that it's Suze's birthday on Thursday. I need to get her a present. I find her a beautiful pink jumper, and then I see the same jumper in light grey. I've always wanted a nice grey jumper, so I get that too. I'm just leaving the store when I see that my favourite face cream is in the sale, so I buy three. It's okay because the first day should be normal, David E. Barton says. That evening, I write everything down and add it together. £173.96. I stare at the number. How can that be right? It isn't even the weekend. I've been at work. Today is the beginning of my new life. It doesn't matter about yesterday. From today, I'm going to spend nothing. I fill my new flask with coffee and make a cheese sandwich for my lunch. I walk to the office and pass all the shops without even looking at them. I walk past Lucio's too. I feel good. At lunchtime, I eat my sandwich at my desk and try not to think about Lucio's chocolate cake. 5 minutes later, I finished my sandwich, but I've still got 55 minutes for lunch. I stare out of the window at all the shoppers on the street. But I'm not going near the shops today. Then I have a brilliant idea. I'm going to make my own dinner tonight, so I'll need a recipe. I'll go to the bookshop and write one down in my notebook. That won't cost me any money. In the bookshop, I walk straight to the recipe books. I find a nice Indian recipe book and turn the pages. I check that no one is watching and start to write down a curry recipe in my notebook.
Excuse me,
a voice says suddenly. I jump with surprise, and the pen makes a horrible blue line across the page of the recipe book. I quickly put my hand over the line.
This isn't a library,
says the shop assistant, taking the book from me. He stares at the blue line.
We can't sell this book now, so you'll have to buy it, he says angrily.
Fine, I say, pulling the book from his hands. I take it to the till. That's £24.99, please, says the woman at the till.
What? £25? Just for some recipes? I didn't even want the book.
But it's okay, because I'll save a lot of money by making my own dinners now. For the next few days, I do brilliantly. I buy some things to make nice coffee at home, but that's all. Oh, and some flowers and a big cake for Suze's birthday. It's important to look after your friends, David E. Barton says. On Thursday, it's Suze's birthday, and her cousins come to our flat in the evening. They're rich, like Suze, but they're both very strange. They're called Fenella and Tarquin, and they wear funny clothes. Tarquin is 20-something, but his clothes are like an old man's. They have their own words for things, too. Sandwiches are called witchies, and a drink is a titchy. But Suze loves them. Happy bad day, Fenella and Tarquin say together when Suze opens the door. That's another of their words. Just then, the phone rings and I answer it.
May I speak to Becky Bloomwood? Says a man's voice.
This is Becky, I say.
Miss Bloomwood, this is Derek Smeath from Endwich Bank, he says.
I go cold. What am I going to say? But I don't say anything. My hand puts down the phone, and I stare at it for a minute. What have I done? He can easily ring back, and he'll be angry with me. Quickly, I pull the phone line out of the wall. Now he can't get me. I'm safe. When we get to the restaurant, I feel better. I love eating out. I'm wearing a nice black dress and my new Denny and George scarf. It looks wonderful. But after a while, Suze and Fenella keep jumping up to talk to friends at other tables. How do they know so many people? I feel uncomfortable just being with Tarquin. I don't have anything to say to him, and he's looking at me strangely.
Do you like Wagner? He asks me.
Oh, yes, I say, because I don't want Tarquin to think that I know nothing about Wagner. Then he starts singing something quietly and staring into my eyes. Suddenly, across the restaurant, I see Luke Brandon with an older man and woman.
Oh, there's Luke. I must go and say hello, I say to Tarquin.
I jump up and walk to Luke's table.
Hi, Luke,
I say, but he doesn't hear me. I try again, louder.
Hello, Luke!
Well, hello, he says finally. Mum, Dad, this is Becky. She's a journalist.
What a beautiful scarf, says Mrs. Brandon, smiling at me.
Is it Denny and George?
Yes, it is, I say happily.
Why is Luke staring at me? Then I remember.
I bought it for my aunt, but she died, I explain.
Everyone is quiet.
Oh, dear, says Mr. Brandon. How terrible, says Mrs. Brandon. She was in hospital, wasn't she? Said Luke.
Yes. It was her leg. And then she died.
Oh, why did I start this? Anyway, it's nice to see you, Luke, I say quickly and hurry back to Tarquin.